Welcome to the Austinaut Podcast, where we answer all of your fun and sometimes strange questions about Austin and the surrounding area. I'm your host, Eric Hyland, and with me as always is the happy and bubbly Brittany.
It's Friday!
Woohoo!
I'm so ready for the weekend.
Yeah.
Welcome to our trademark One Take Podcast. I'd like to personally welcome all of our new listeners and give a shout out to our loyal listeners. Thank you for tuning in every week.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and like Britt said, it's a one take deal. We never edit the podcast. We just kind of wing it, and we keep it short and sweet.
So the way it works is that every week we get great questions from the Austinaut community via our social networks like Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and then we do our very best to give you a personal answer right on the podcast.
And if we didn't pick your question, it's not personal. It's just a time issue. All right, Britt, what questions have we gotten recently that we can answer?
Yesterday, when Eric normally does all of the work preparing the podcast, he ended up at the dentist. So he spent most of the day resting. He's still in a lot of pain right now.
I'm pretty sore.
So on our Friday podcast, though we normally answer 5 to 6 questions, today we're going to answer 3.
I appreciate that, Brittany. I was pretty out of it yesterday, but I'm sure we got some good questions. So what do we get?
Yeah, we really did get some good questions. So here they are. Where is the best place to hang out for poetry reading and lively discussion?
Okay.
Where is the best place to buy cowboy boots in Austin? And are there any food challenges worth trying in Austin?
All right, that's easy. Let's do this, Brittany.
The funny thing was that this week, not knowing that you were going to the dentist, Melinda Cortez on Facebook asked, I really wanted to ask the Austinaut crew, do you know where I can find a good dentist in Austin? I didn't think this would be a good week to answer that one.
Are you kidding me, Melinda? I'd rather be duct taped to a chair and have live slugs shoved down my throat, forced to watch chick flicks all day than ever go to the dentist office again.
Wow. Yeah. All right, yeah, your procedure was definitely not a fun one, but you seem to be doing better this morning. And dentists are like a necessary thing, so it's a valid question.
All right, Melinda, well listen, I've been to a lot of dentists, and even though I hate to say anything nice about them at all, I actually currently like my dentist. He's the best out of any that I've ever had. He's right here in Austin, and that's saying a lot. His name is Russell McFarlane.
He's a really nice guy, incredibly knowledgeable and confident, which are all great traits for a dentist to have. Mm-hmm. And he's a UT Longhorn.
You know I'm doing this very reluctantly.
I know.
Melinda, I've got mad love for you, Melinda.
No, listen, Dr. McFarlane was actually one of the Longhorn singers.
What? He was a Longhorn singer?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right, Doc, that settles it. Listen, if you're listening to this podcast, I expect to be serenaded while you do your work next time. No, seriously, Melinda, Doc Russell is top notch. Check him out at McFarlandDental.com. All right, Britt, let's get on to our questions for today.
All right, so Joe Lamb on Facebook wants to know, where's the best place to hang out for poetry reading and lively discussion here in Austin?
All right, first off, Joe, let me say that for those listening that have never been to an open mic poetry event, you're totally missing out. They're a lot of fun. And in a city like Austin, it's so creative, we've got some folks in the city that are just incredible.
There are two places we'd highly recommend to check out some poetry reading, Joe. The first is an open mic that takes place Sunday nights called Kick Butt Poetry at Kick Butt Coffee, Music, and Booze from 7 to 10 p.m.
Yeah, Kick Butt's a really cool place, and the open mic night there is described as an open-minded open mic experience.
Their slogan is, bring words, make noise, bring yourself, and make friends.
Yeah, we really like Kick Butt. And you can find them at 50, what is it?
5777.
You see, we don't edit the podcast. It's 5775 Airport Boulevard.
There you go.
Yeah. So listen, but if you're just looking to listen and not necessarily perform yourself, our second pick is amazing. And I'm talking about the Austin Poetry Slam, which takes place every Tuesday night at the 29th Street Ballroom.
You'll be floored by this weekly event. Our friend Linda Batson invited us to go with her recently.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, the talent that was on the stage was incredible.
Yeah, the event starts at 8:30, but the place gets packed.
It does.
And I'm talking standing room only kind of packed. And for a venue that's as big as 29th Street Ballroom, that's saying a lot. So you want to get there early and grab a seat.
Doors open 7:30, but you'll definitely want to show up no later than 7:45 or so, and it's $5 cover per person.
Yeah, it's the best $5 you can spend in Austin, Joe. Listen, plan on making a night of it. Let me tell you, this event is so cool that honestly, if I could go every week, I would. But my Austinaut schedule is just too busy to do that. But you can better believe that I'll be there again and whenever I can. It's just off the chain amazing.
So at the Poetry Slam, they select judges from the audience and the participants are awarded prizes over the course of 3 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Sign-ups to read are open at 8 p.m. unless they have a special event going on, like an ongoing competition.
Right. And the 29th Street Ballroom is located just east of the Drag or Guadalupe on 29th Street. So don't miss it. I'm sure there's a lot of other venues out there that we didn't talk about. And if you know of some, we need to check them out or whatever, just use the invite link at the top of the page at the Austinaut. We'd love to check it out. All right, Britt, what's next?
We have two more questions. One about food challenges here in Austin. The other one is about the best place to get cowboy boots.
All right, sounds good, Britt. Let's tackle both those right after the quick sponsor break. Cue the sponsor music.
Hopefully you're enjoying our trademark one-take podcast. We love doing it every week.
Yeah, we do. We're looking for locally owned businesses to sponsor the Austinaut website.
The Austinaut is like a family, a really huge one.
A really huge one. Every single day we interact with tens of thousands of people who are in Austin and the surrounding area.
We're already reaching the audience your business wants to reach, and we're much more affordable than traditional advertising.
Yeah, we have hundreds and hundreds of unique articles all about Austin and the surrounding area on the Austinaut. So by sponsoring us, you get your company logo with a link back to your website on every single article we have ever done.
Yeah, that's right.
For, you know, low monthly amount.
And since we post on average 5 new articles per week, you get even more bang for your buck.
True that.
If you're interested, it's really easy to get started. Go to austinaut.com and click on the Advertise With Us link on the right side of the page.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. And without our sponsors, we wouldn't be doing this. So we really appreciate you guys helping us discover Austin.
We do. And a big thank you to our current sponsors, American Bingo, Kong Screen Printing, Goodie Bag, and a big welcome to our newest sponsor, Woo-hoo! The best cheesecakes in Austin, Cinnamon Cheesecakes.
Brittany, Cinnamon Cheese... You know I don't even like cheesecakes,
right? I know,
right?
You don't.
But Cinnamon Cheesecakes are amazing. I even like them. And so thank you so much to all of these wonderful local businesses that do keep us discovering Austin.
Back to the show.
All right, let's
do it. The next question comes from Sarah LeVar via Facebook, who wants to know, are there any good food challenges here in Austin?
Forget man versus food, Brittany. We're going to start a new reality show, Sarah versus Food, right here in Austin.
I don't know, sir. Are you up for it?
All right. Listen, from what I understand, Adam, the star of Man versus Food, actually lost the Juan in a Million challenge of eating 8 Don Juan tacos here in Austin, but he helped bring the food challenge I hear to Austin. Now, I'm not sure if Juan in a Million has that challenge open to the public, but Sarah, I dare you to just eat 2 Don Juan tacos. They are huge.
But we do know of 2 food challenges in the area, Sarah, that are open to the public. One's here in Austin, and the other one's a little bit of a drive, but totally worth it.
Yeah, the first one here in Austin is called the Italian Stallion Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Adrian. I can't do Rocky Balboa. Anyway, it's put on by the Way South Philly, which is a food trailer here in Austin, which I absolutely love. And they're found on East 6th and Waller. I'm telling you, Sarah, I go there all the time. And this challenge is quite a challenge.
You have 36 minutes to eat the Italian Stallion. It's the same as eating 4 of their Balboa sandwiches, packed with Philly steak, peppers, mushrooms, jalapenos, onions, tater tots, and then smothered with cheese whiz.
Cheesy goodness. It's pretty massive. And bring a medic with you for that one. And the other one, Sarah, in case you're willing to take a drive, is at the Alamo Springs Cafe just outside of Fredericksburg.
It's called the Jefe Challenge, and I've heard that over 300 people have tried it, but only 9 have completed it.
Now, I'm not sure if that's just Texas legend and lore, but it's also what I've heard.
I don't know. I think it's probably accurate considering that the Jefe Challenge is a burger that has 6 half-pound patties, that's 3 pounds of meat, with cheese served on a jalapeno cheese bun, complete with lettuce, tomato, mayo, mustard, onions, and pickles, and of course, it comes with a large order of fries.
Yeah, you have a time limit of 30 minutes to complete the Jefe Challenge, and after you finish, you have to prove you are the true Jefe at a waiting table for 15 minutes. I think it's to prove that you're going to keep it in your stomach.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. And if you want to learn more about the Jefe Challenge and see a photo of the massive Jefe burger, just use the search bar on the Austinaut, search for Alamo Springs Cafe. That article has everything you need to know.
Yeah, good luck, Sarah. And if you decide to take on one of these challenges, let us know. We might just come out and take some photos and get a story on it.
All right, Eric, final question. This one comes from Rebecca Belcher Photography on Facebook, who wants to know, where's the best place to buy cowboy boots in Austin?
You know, it's funny that you asked that, Rebecca, because personally, I've been looking to get some cowboy boots myself. So I've been doing quite a bit of homework, and I've narrowed it down to 3 places that I'm going to check out.
One of those, of course, is Allen's Boots on South Congress. Most Austinites know about this place. Mm-hmm. They're located at 1522 South Congress and have a huge selection of high-quality boots to choose from in every size.
They also had that really cool jacket that I wanted.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Anyway, different story. I've also been looking at Heritage Boot. Now, they have some sort of strange no-touching policy, and I'm not really sure what that's all about, but their reviews on the internet are great. And I've looked at their website, I can tell you this, Rebecca. I am definitely not buying any cowboy boots until I've checked out this store. I think I found a pair there that I want to try on.
Heritage Boot is located at 1200 South Congress, in case you're interested in that one, Rebecca.
Yeah. Now, the last place is actually not in Austin, but it could be a lot of fun to visit the Boot Whisperer. That's right, the Boot Whisperer at the Wild West store in Wimberley, Texas.
They have over 500 pairs of pristine but gently worn boots in this small shop right in the heart of the wonderful town of Wimberley.
And it is said that the Boot Whisperer can just look at you and then look at your bare feet and come back with a perfect set of boots that fit perfectly. And from what I hear, she's right like 80% of the time.
Yeah, the Boot Whisperer is by appointment only now, but from what I understand, it's a lot of fun. We haven't seen anything negative about the Wild West store, so there's another option for you.
Plus, Wimberley's such a great town, so even if you don't leave with a pair of boots, you're going to have an incredible day.
Definitely. So hope that answers your question, Rebecca.
Yeah, let us know where you decide to get your boots. If I'm still in the market and I haven't gotten them, I might go check out where you got yours.
Well, there you have it, folks. We've answered a few questions about Austin and the surrounding area in less than 11 minutes.
And that's how we do on the Austinaut. There's absolutely no excuse not to get out there and enjoy what our area has to offer. We thank you for joining us on the podcast.
For those new to the Austinaut, bookmark us. We post 5 articles per week, and we have hundreds of unique articles all about Austin and the surrounding area. So take some time and check it out.
And we also like to give stuff away on the Austinaut. We have some pretty great giveaways. We do it every other week, and it's free to sign up and win. So we'll have a link for you on the Austinaut in case you're interested.
We just gave away 2 wristbands to the Lone Star Roundup, which is one of the best car shows in the country, and it's running today and tomorrow. Yeah. And our lucky winner is out there with 2 wristbands.
Woo-hoo. We'll be out there too.
Yeah, we will. And if you have any questions, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheAustinaut. If you use Twitter, you can find us at TheAustinaut. And as always, check out our Austin events calendar, which is on the top left of any page on our website.
Yeah, there's so much stuff on there that we don't even talk about on the podcast, but there's all kinds of events going on there. All right, tweet us, get to know us, and we hope to see you out and about, especially at the Lone Star Roundup this weekend. And if you get out and see us somewhere in Austin or the Hill Country, stop by and say hello, because we do love to get to know the folks who follow the Austinaut. Mm-hmm. And that wraps up our podcast. Any last words, Britt?
See you soon. Do, 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 do.